Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to PD Talk Music. I have with me today Passage.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be with you.
Yes. I hope everyone out there is doing fine. And let's go ahead and get ready to do this interview. Okay, so my first question is, are you a part of a label?
Unofficially, yes. My own, actually.
What's the name of it?
It's Blind Cash Records.
Oh.
But I'm also a producer as well, so I have my own production label.
That's awesome.
That's under a different name, though.
And what's that one's name?
That one is Trump Card Productions.
Okay.
But these are both under my company, Trump Card Entertainment.
Awesome. That's really awesome. So, how long have you been rapping?
Since 2006.
Awesome. Until
present.
Okay. So, what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
I am, I'd say, an old school 90s style type of hip hop MC from the underground era. Like, I'm heavily underground. It's all where my songs are inspired from.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. So, what actually inspired you to become an artist?
Honestly, it happened by chance. Everything just kind of fell into play. It started off back in when I first started back in 2006. I really didn't like rap and wanted nothing to do with it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine somehow saw this dormant talent within me that I would be a great MC in future time. And over the years, I started rapping to my own production, immediately starting rapping. And it just kind of grew. I kept getting better and better and better, more complex, more lyrical, more top-notch. And now I'm at the pinnacle, I'd say.
Okay. Awesome. So what do you do when you're not performing?
I'm not beating myself over the head with a lot of project concepts
mm-hmm.
and ideas for new songs, new albums. It's a lot, right? I'm currently working on moving into Virginia to start operating out of my base and operations out in Virginia where I could set up the studio because I just recently got a whole lot of new professional equipment to start using and making beats with and recording.
Okay. That sounds very, very, what's the word? I'm sorry. Very good achievement right there.
It's definitely been a struggle getting to this point.
Yeah, but it's all worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when is your next mixtape coming out?
I would say, depending on how fast things fall into play, I would say over the course of the next month,
mm-hmm.
because right now I'm still in the early stages of setting things up and moving into a new building. So I would definitely get a chance to finally work on new material release next month.
Yeah. Awesome. So where would it be able to be purchased?
Nearly everywhere.
Okay.
I'm going to get stuff up on there's so many places I have posted my work and my beats, like My Beat Shop, Rock Battle, Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, freaking everything that I can think of is going to be up there. And that pissed.
Awesome. So what makes you different from the rest?
Because quite frankly, I am the embodiment of everything everyone else isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm not afraid to take the leap back into the substance of what real good music used to be back in early 90s or early 2000s, back when like music was about like being cool and having the best flow and being a storyteller. That like I set foot in those waters, and that's where I've been forever. Like everybody just seems like these modern times, everybody just seems to be afraid to go that route for some reason. Like everyone wants to sound pop, everyone wants to sound mainstream. Nobody wants to be different and have a more mellow sound no more.
Okay.
Plus lyrically, not even to sound arrogant, but lyrically I am like on a higher scale, I'd say more advanced than probably 3/4 of the area so called DMV rappers.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, you just
need me. Yeah, I wouldn't say it, especially on radio, if I wasn't ready to back that up. Like, I'm accepting any challenges to whether to battle or go song for song.
Awesome. So, when did you actually come up with the name Passage?
It was, I'd say, around the start of 2009. For a while, I haven't been Passage like my whole career. Mm. I started off, when I first started rapping, I was heavily influenced by street hip hop. And my name and my whole demeanor was totally different when it came to making music, because that's back when I was on street rap. But around the year of 2009, I became more conscious, and I decided, you know what, I want to go with something that would be more relevant, something that means something. And then I think of the word passage, like reading a passage from a book or a passage of literature, and I just find it like exhilarating.
Awesome. Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 this July.
Okay. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
Unfortunately, I'm from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Lord. Don't say it like that.
Sorry, but the city has not shown me any, it hasn't given anything back to me after all I've put into it musically, all I've put into the community over the years. And it has a crippled support system where promoters are really just milking artists that they know are desperate to get on. And when I go perform at shows, even when I'm not performing, I notice a lot of people not performing, people on stage at the time, regardless of whether the music is good or not. And it's always been like this. Everywhere I go, unless it's trap music, nobody seems to comprehend how to support the artist on stage. And it's been like that. It's just like, and D.C. isn't really, being honest, really, D.C. isn't really out there for knowing, have like a particular staple in hip hop. It's like, you know, you don't get too many artists that's on like out in mainstream now coming from the area.
Yeah.
And I really just feel like everybody that's rapping in a DMV is just anybody that's not underground is kind of just sounding, you know, I'm not feeling them. Because everyone is just really just copying what's popular and what sells, and not understanding that. But as a MC, a true MC, raised on the era of hip hop, I was. I can't really say I'm feeling that. So I don't like claiming where I'm from, because I feel like where I'm from doesn't really deserve that credit for me.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite song from any of your mixtapes?
While it's not on my Bandcamp page, it's actually on one of my mixtapes on my Dat Piff page. But it's a song called It's Poetry. It's one of my most notoriously famous songs. And it was about, in the song, I was rapping, and the theme of the song was generally showing how to remain poetic and still lyrical, and bringing the essence into a song. And the beat that I use, it was everything. Everything about the song was, it was nurtured.
So do you play any instruments?
Virtually all, yes. But digitally I play instruments. I'm actually looking into buying an electric guitar. I may end up trying to start a band under my label eventually at some point. But I really want to learn how to play guitar.
Okay, well, I can tell you from experience, it's not that easy. But
yeah,
it's definitely fun.
Yeah,
so,
I believe it.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, so who are your musical influences?
A lot of artists that go underrated. Like, I say people like Black Milk, Elza, Royce da 5'9", MF Doom, Sean Price, the early Papoose, back when he was dope, Guilty Simpson, and a whole bunch of other cats that I can't think of at the moment.
Okay, so do you write your own song?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do when you're getting ready to write a song? Do you have a ritual?
I get lucky with songs. Usually, depending on the beat I'm writing to, or if I'm writing to a beat at all, I can normally just snap and write a song in 2 minutes and then not lack any of the elements a song should have, a good song should have. I can make a good song, like, or a good verse at least in 2 minutes without really putting too much thought. Because, like, I don't know, I've been doing it for long enough to naturally know the type of the feel I want a verse to have to any beat.
So when you're getting ready to do a performance, do you get nervous?
No, because I put myself in a certain state of mind. I think of it as, you know, they're just people. What are they going to do? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
You know, like, I know this song is dope because a lot of other people might think this song is dope that the crowd necessarily might not be feeling. Maybe the crowd's demographic is used to a certain type of genre. Like, maybe they're used to hearing go-go or trap, and what I bring isn't either one. So, you know, everybody really won't know how to register that unless they know how to respect a certain era of music.
Okay. So what are your immediate music career goals?
I'd say creating a collective of artists in my name under my label. and we all just promote the growth of good music. That and eventually becoming one of the more known producers. I've always had this this double standard for myself. I'm like, if I don't make it as a rapper, I'm going to make it as a producer. It's either going to be one or the other because I'm great at both. I love producing, and my sound is just, like, remarkably unbelievable when I'm giving it true focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. So how would you define the word success?
Success?
Mm-hmm.
I would say finally being able to live comfortably. With regards to everything it took to get to the point of living comfortably, just the pinnacle of relaxation, of tranquility, the fruit of the labor it took to get there, no matter how many months, how many years, but to finally be position of power you want to be and being able to just enjoy the full everything of life.
Okay. Well, let's get to your songs here. So the first song that we're going to be playing is called Free. Tell me what inspired that song.
The song, actually, it got featured in a magazine, WWS Magazine. When I was writing Free, I was in a point of tranquility psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came across the beat for Free, I was like, I know exactly what I want to say to this. So it really didn't take me any time to write. But the song is just a reflection of how calm and tranquil I was when making the song.
Okay. All right. So here is Free by Tazich.
Like a gun murder, one word of advice. You find an artist like me, sign him. Just make sure he got his lawyer standing right behind him. Have him read it over, think it over, don't bribe him. Let the person make the right choice, don't fight him. If he got the song's right voice, don't fight him. Give him encouragement and don't fry him. I've been told a lot of empty promises, riddles, lies, and exclusive hints. That's why I avoid people I seem elusive with. Don't sleep, I find you a creep, then I'ma hollow you. The only people that really have your back are your followers. I can't make it seem realer than that. But baby girl, come here so I can feel in your lap. I let you feel real good about giving them that. I got the hip-hop essence with the simple demands. For the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. If you can't really think it over, I'ma try it. Thank you for cutting out free. For the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. Really think it over, I'ma try it. Thank you for cause I feel free. Throw the towel, especially now. I am the type of artist who you can expect to be wild. I can be put on display right next to Destiny's Child. There was something in my brain that wasn't letting me down. Feels like it's over with, except my work is still unfinished. Even though I know my flow is so impressive with the sentence. It is the reason I feel like I'm left at the beginning. So much tension, I'm wishing that I had entered in the different dimensions. Bitch, I get a lot put on my plate. Play angry, you can tell about the look on my face. Never learn the secret of one with the female species. That try to beat me, that doesn't work to make a CD about them. Yeah, I'd be pretty desperate without them. I've been through a lot, so whatever they say, I doubt them. Play a song I made for the chick and then the sound of my friends. Should've known they would act different around. For the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. And I can't really think it over. I'ma try it. I thank you for cause I feel free. For the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. And I can't really think it over. I'ma try it. Thank you for cause I feel free. Same like Jackie Chan's uncle. I think I need to find a way to sport some brass knuckles. Knowing me one day I might just end up in a scuffle. Or end up in a tussle. Here's a million for your trouble. I don't like the fight. It's just the fact I get evoked a lot. Always trying to talk it over because I get provoked a lot. Mad because the things that I be spitting is always more hot. Guess I have to punch it so your vision's only polka dots. Why drugs? I don't get it at all. See what it does to you. You can witness it's wrong. The universe died flash when it shifted is all. But at least you hear my point at the end of this song. Move on to greater and even better things. Like this, even though I said that I would never sing. This CD is beyond great. You can't deny it. They need me to be all great and for the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. And I can't really think it all, but I'ma try it. Thank you because I feel free. For the longest I felt I was destined. That's why I never stopped to think about me. And I can't really think it all, but I'ma try it. Thank you because I feel free.
All right, that was Free by Passage. So, so the next song I'll be playing is called Excerpts. Tell me about that.
Excerpts, to be blunt, I had a whole bunch of dope verses that I had already composed, and I just threw them all together in one song because I was curious of the result. I was like, how would this sound as one song? Because I wrote them on different occasions to different beats, and Excerpts was just the result. It's a dope song, though.
Okay, so here's Excerpts by Passage.
Everybody say he needs to be signed, but they don't listen to the lyrics, just the beat behind. For a while now, my friends is trying to eat me inside. I'm staying out of trouble here, trying to keep me inside. Away from all the transgressions, you can easily vibe. Away from all the damn stress, he just seemed to be fine. You seem to be blind, rewind, he don't mean to be shy. When you chilling with him, girl, you know you need to be mine. And I'm nice with the crimes, I don't need to be kind. I brought my own style with it, I don't need to design. I need to resign, retire, just to need to design. I stepped up by my neighborhood to see the scenery die. People told the truth, sick of saying these lies. All these demons keep on starting these community fires. I'm telling people that I rap, but they're usually behind. They hear the people that I rap, and they will usually buy. Before I ever started rapping, though, I used to be fired. I'm thanking my temporary jobs, cause I used to get fired. Used to get tired as fast as I used to get tired. Used to get dying, got careful like maneuvering wires. This is all just mysterious space, but you frown upon it while giving it this serious space. My flow will make you go a hole like when serious space. You don't think what you write, your rhymes are equal to real space. Yo, I'm the rapper with the lowest money. I'm still trying to rap even when my nose is running. My dough gets funny. The times when I'm broke, there's nothing left in my bank account. Damn, time to grow, just come. Everybody know that he be the hardest. If you don't believe me, then see me, can't beat me regardless. I'm a noble genie, cause she get the king, be retarded with the flow. See me, I'm speeding, guns the hardest as a go. Beef is panini, I need me to guard this, you don't know. He be got GBs, what he speak is garbage, man, I'm cold. He speak to beat me, don't need me, you're college. I've been smart, but depth, I can't easily dodge it. I've been sharp, and test your rhymes need to be polished. Y'all owe me, for my genius and keep me on knowledge. You know I flow greedy, y'all need it, y'all see me, yeah, I harvest. Rather show up butt naked than you see me in garments.
All right, that was Excerpt by Passage.
Hope everybody's enjoying the song.
I hope so, too. I know I am. So,
glad to hear that.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Okay. So, the last song is called This Power. Tell me about this one.
This song also surprisingly well-liked. I actually just did this as a freestyle. And this was one of the tracks that had the most old school, like, feel to it. The very essence of this song. This is like, yeah, this is something from back then. It's just, you'll see. You'll see when the song plays. Because I can't really describe this one. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, here is This Power by Passage. All right, that was hour back passage.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming on my show tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me. It was an honor.
Oh, that's so sweet. You are so welcome.
Thanks. I will never forget this day.
Oh.
Also, if I can say real fast, if anyone wants to contact me for any reason, collabs or business-wise, I can be reached at www.trumpcardentertainment.com. That's card with a K instead of a C. That's trumpcardentertainment.com.
Awesome. Okay. So I want to say good night to everyone. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.